From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled The Division of the Land. In chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, and the opening verses of chapter 14, the Lord gave Joshua instructions about the allotment of the land to the various tribes. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, part of the reason for these directions was so that each tribe would know exactly what belonged to them. This would keep the children of Israel from fighting among themselves rather than fighting the enemy. In applying this narrative to the church, Dr. Cairns emphasizes the themes of unity among believers, as well as of the diversity in God's sovereign distribution of gifts among His people. First of all, the Lord's provision for His church is perfect. Each believer is ideally placed to carry out God's will for his life. Then God's provision is plentiful. There's more than enough for each believer's need, whether it be on a personal level or for power and service. Recognition of the abundance of God's provision will lead to the right kind of praying. In addition, the Lord's provision is particular. He has specific gifts and a specific place for each of His children. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in the third epistle of John and verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. The truth was in Gaius, and Gaius walked in the truth. If the first had not been the case, the second could never have occurred. And if the second could not be said of him, the first would have been a mere pretense. Truth must enter into the soul, penetrate and saturate it, or else it is of no value. Doctrines held as a matter of creed are like bread in the hand, which ministers no nourishment to the frame. But doctrine accepted by the heart is as food digested, which by assimilation sustains and builds up the body. In us truth must be a living force, an active energy, an indwelling reality, a part of the warp and woof of our being. If it be in us, we cannot henceforth part with it. A man may lose his garments or his limbs, but his inward parts are vital and cannot be torn away without absolute loss of life. A Christian can die, but he cannot deny the truth. Now it is a rule of nature that the inward affects the outward, as light shines from the center of the lantern through the glass. When therefore the truth is kindled within, its brightness soon beams forth in the outward life and conversation. It is said that the food of certain worms colors the cocoons of silk which they spin, and just so the nutriment upon which a man's inward nature lives gives a tinge to every word and deed proceeding from him. To walk in the truth imports a life of integrity, holiness, faithfulness, and simplicity, the natural product of those principles of truth which the gospel teaches and which the Spirit of God enables us to receive. We may judge of the secrets of the soul by their manifestation in the man's conversation. Be it ours today, O gracious Spirit, to be ruled and governed by thy divine authority, so that nothing false or sinful may reign in our hearts, lest it extend its malignant influence to our daily walk among men.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
this is the Lord's perfect provision for His people. He has given us a perfect Christ. There is no fault in Jesus Christ. He is God of very God, and yet man of very man. And as the God-man, He is our perfect Redeemer. He is the Mediator who satisfies God and reconciles men unto God in His own body and by His own precious blood. He has given us a perfect Savior. In that Savior, He has given us a perfect salvation. A salvation answerable to all the needs of the entire man. A salvation that is good now in time. A salvation that will stand the challenge of the day of our death. A salvation that will withstand the scrutiny of God's fiery glance on the judgment day. And the salvation that is good in heaven for all eternity. Thank God, He has given us a perfect Savior, and He has given us a perfect salvation in Christ. And all Christians have all that is in Christ equally. All Christians are equally justified before God. All Christians enjoy an equal acceptance with God. An equal covering by the blood of Christ's atonement. An equal clothing in the garments of Christ's righteousness. We all have from Him an equal access to God. Every one of us in Christ has the divine scepter stretched toward us and a welcome at the throne of our God. Thank God we can say, as the Israelites could say, we have come into our Canaan. We have come into Christ. We have come into the land of promise, the land of God's provision. And that provision is perfect. The Lord's provision was not only perfect, but also plentiful. We see in Canaan a tremendous fullness. I've referred to the passages in Deuteronomy. There the Lord was at pains to emphasize to Moses not only the perfection but the plenty of the land of Canaan. This was not a land where they would have to pump water as the Egyptians had to do. This was a land plentifully endowed by the gracious hand of God. And thank God, in Christ we have the promise, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord who gives grace also gives glory. With the psalmist, every Christian has to say, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. He daily loadeth us with benefits. There is the idea, obviously, of plenty. I sometimes think, when I read that 68th Psalm, that the greatest burden God places on the shoulders of His people is the weight of His benefits and the weight of His blessings. Again, David rejoiced in this as he thought of his testimony in the 40th Psalm. I think too often we only read the opening verses of the 40th Psalm. Those are wonderful verses. Dr. Barrett keeps telling us they're his favorite psalm. I'm half inclined to get him to come and sing them for us now. But we usually stop about verse 3. But the fifth verse goes on with the psalmist's testimony. Not only has the Lord taken us from a fearful pit and from the miry clay and set our feet on a rock and established our way and put a new song in our mouth. Those are glorious things. But they're only the beginning of blessings. David goes on to say, "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The innumerable blessings of God." I have often, and I hope I don't tire you with my references, you just have to forgive my weakness in this, but I have often referred in the pulpit to my friendship and fellowship with the late Jordan Khan from India. I've often told you that I learned more about praying as I prayed with Jordan Khan, probably the greatest giant in the place of prayer it's ever been my privilege to know. And Khan taught me in practice something that I had read and sought to learn from the writings of George Mueller. And that was how to begin each day and each season of prayer with praise to God. Khan used to take time day by day, and hours would go by. This was a man, to my knowledge, who spent one third of every day on his knees before God. And I tell you, it told when he was preaching. It told when he was preaching. Khan used to get before God, and the first part of every prayer session would be the pouring out of his heart in thanks to God for his multitudinous blessings. And he visited us here in Greenville in the very early 1980s. One man asked him, "Well, what do you get to thank the Lord about?" And these big, almost black eyes, they were so dark, they looked and they flashed. And he said, "If you can't think of anything else, well, start going down the list, the things you take for granted. Not just your health and your strength, but your food, your ability to take that food, the plates to put it on, the house to sit in, the one to cook it. You go down the line. God has given you blessing upon blessing upon blessing. He has thought of you in innumerable ways." And then you ascend from those mundane things into the heavenlies, where you have the endless blessings of spiritual provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah said, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning." I wonder how often we face the day with that in our mind. I think not too often. I think we have got into the modern, I'll not say American habit, because it's not entirely American, of just tumbling out of bed 95% asleep, grabbing for a coffee pot, or a coffee mug, should I say, and pour into it. In our part of the world, we'd be grabbing for the teapot. We are a little more civilized. But we get that in, and then we stagger out into the day. When the psalmist thought of the innumerable blessings of God, when Jeremiah thought of the unfailing compassions of God, they started the day with this thought: this is a new day. And there are new blessings for this day. God has fresh provision for this day. Oh, that we would grasp that. There is a plenty in God's provision, and it's up to date. I was just praying through the 110th Psalm this morning, my Psalm for today. the promise of God to His Son, our Mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Part of the promise was that His youth would be renewed. It would be like the dew of the morning. And I thought, what a promise of God to His Son and through His Son to His church. There is a morning freshness for the church in every age. There is for us the promise that we can enter into the freshness that the church had from Christ in the morning of its existence. Oh, that we would recognize the plenty of God's provision in Christ. But this provision is also particular. As I pointed out, each tribe enjoyed Canaan, but the possession of each tribe was unlike that of any other. The possession of each tribe had its own peculiar features. Each had its own peculiar opportunities. Each presented its own peculiar difficulties. The Lord distributed to each of the tribes as He chose, the place that He chose, with all the various features that He chose. That was the sovereign distribution of the Lord. That's why it was given by lot. Each tribe had to know, this is what God's hand has allotted to us in this land. And so it is with the people of God individually and with their churches. You remember Paul taught this to the people in Corinth in chapter 12 of his first epistle. Verse 4, he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. I want you to notice this. God gives different gifts to different Christians. He gives different positions in His work to different people. He faces them with different situations, and He endues them with different manifestations of His power. But I want you to grasp this clearly, that He gives to every one of His people His Spirit. He doesn't leave one of His people without His Holy Spirit. And He has given the manifestation of the Spirit to every child of God for His profit. That's the promise.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.